Liberia celebrated 168 years of independence yesterday, Sunday, with mixed feelings by some citizens about the progress their country has made or the lack thereof. In an informal survey conducted by the independent Front Page Africa newspaper, some Liberians said while there has been some progress, their country has regressed in areas such as education, health care, the fight against corruption, employment, and good governance, to name a few. Here in Washington, hundreds gathered Saturday at the compound of the Liberian embassy to participate in an all-day cultural extravaganza to mark the occasion. Ambassador Jeremiah Solonte says although Liberia faces some difficult challenges, still Liberians have reasons to celebrate their 168th independence anniversary.
Didn't you know that a year ago when Ebola struck Liberia and the whole West African region, Liberians could not celebrate their independence the way we do today. Our hearts are broken for the lives lost of 4,700, including 192 healthcare workers who were helping, trying to save lives that they themselves died. Our hearts are broken. But today we thank God that we have the courage, we have the opportunity to celebrate another independence of our country.
At an Independence Day diplomatic reception on Friday, the ambassador honored and paid tribute to some of those who helped Liberia during the Ebola crisis, particularly health workers. He also thanked the international community, including the United States, for what he called their robust and outstanding support.
We remember those who suffer, we remember those who die, we remember those who labor to get us where we are. Even as we do so, we appreciate the international community and our development partners, especially the United States, who came up with an outstanding robust, outpouring support. And the resilience of the Liberian people, together with the strong leadership of our President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, that got Liberia where it is today in terms of fighting Ebola.
U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Bisa Williams, said the long-standing special bond between Liberia and the United States will remain forever strong. She said Liberia has overcome many challenges since independence and will do so in the face of the Ebola epidemic, and the United States will do its part to help.
We will remain fully engaged in a partnership with West Africa to build the capacity within the entire region to prevent, detect, and respond to future outbreaks before they become epidemics. As Liberia's unwavering partner, we will also remain committed to supporting Liberia's development and post-Ebola recovery plan.
Olivia Shannon, former director of the Liberia Broadcasting System, who is visiting the United States, had a message for Liberian parents here in the diaspora. She said they should teach their children well about the country of their birth.
And as we reflect over the years what we have experienced, we have a lot to teach the population we have now at home and abroad. As a little boy came to the table I'm sitting that talking about education in Liberia, and he saw the picture of the little girls with a tablet, and he asked, what do they know about tablets? That tells me in his home he has been told that the children in Liberia know nothing. So my thinking is that the people in America, the parents, themselves have to be taught about Liberia and what is happening there so that they give their kids the right information about their country.
Former Liberian broadcaster Jerry Wayon said he and other Liberians were thankful that there is no more war in Liberia, but he said the government of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has failed to deliver the development it promised 10 years ago.
That takes my memory back home. You know, July 26th, I know they're celebrating in Sino and Grand Cru County. But it's not well. The economy and the hardships of our people. But we are thankful there's peace. There's no more fighting, except that this president has not delivered the promises that she made to the Liberian people. It's 10 years now. Still no water, no electricity.
Despite their misgivings about the achievements their country has made in 168 years of independence, Liberians danced to music by various Liberian artists as vendors sold all kinds of Liberian food, clothes, and artifacts.